This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Discord. It's a chat service. You can chat with other listeners. But during our show, you can use the Discord on-air call-in lines.
Daylight savings time.
Yeah, I forgot to set the timers on we got lights here in the studio that are sort of timered on and off, and they're not smart enough to change after daylight saving time goes into or goes out of effect. So thank you, Mark, for handling the lighting duties, because we don't actually have a producer here at Free Talk Live. Somebody, one of the hosts.
For people who can't see us, we were pretty much in the dark for a second.
We were half in the dark. We had one light, which means this one's probably going to go at some point. I think maybe that one's later on.
I'm pretty close to that one.
But anyway, you can. If you were just listening on the radio, you would have had no idea. But if you were watching us on our Twitch feed, then you would have noticed, because Twitch is the way that we broadcast our HD quality video feed out of here, and you can see our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. That gets you there. You can follow our Twitch channel, which, by the way, we now have over 500 followers there.
Woohoo! So
thank you to everybody who has hit the follow button, and over 30 subscribers, which means people who have done more than just follow the show. They've actually, I think, like maybe 30 out of 31 of them have done what's called Twitch Prime, where, Mark, you've done this, actually, so
yes.
It shows how easy it is to do it, because you were able to do it successfully.
That's cruel. It's nice.
It's true. You say it's true or cruel?
That's cruel.
But it's also true.
Long-term friend of mine just besmirching me here on national radio as though I can't operate.
I'm not besmirching you. I'm using you as an example. You're an outstanding example of somebody who can figure it out how to link up your Twitch account with your Amazon Prime. If you got Amazon Prime,
I think that the whole point was that I was not outstanding.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you've got Amazon Prime, as you do, Mark, one of the perks that you get, because they throw in everything but the kitchen sink to try to get you into Amazon Prime. One of the things they throw into that is a free Twitch subscription every single month that you can assign to whichever channel is your favorite. So we would hope that you would do that for us. If you have not yet assigned it to someone else, you can assign it to the LRN.FM channel, and then Amazon will send LRN a couple of bucks because of that. But otherwise, they would just keep. So if you want to help us with that, go to twitch.lrn.fm and just scroll down below the video feed, and you'll see the instructions there on how to do it. All right, we're going to go back to Greg. He's in New York. And, Greg, you were calling about something. Oh, we were talking about status, or Mark, you'd mentioned that status are anti-corporate, and I corrected you. I said that, well, actually, they're pro-corporate because they love the government, and governments are corporations, hence the term municipal corporation. And, of course, governments are also responsible for creating the commercial-style corporations, which we know of as, like, Walmarts or Home Depot or, some mom-and-pop corporation. And of course, all of these things are designed, for the most part, to limit liability of the actors involved in those various different corporations, especially when it comes to government, where their liability is severely limited. It's very hard to sue government agents. They have various different protections from liability.
It's called sovereign immunity.
There's also qualified immunity, which is somehow different, I think, and then there's
qualified.
There's a third one, right? Isn't there? There's sovereign, there's qualified, and there's another one that I'm not thinking of.
I'm not familiar.
It's
right
pretty
now.
Much impossible to sue the government unless they do something intentionally bad and illegal.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to do that. And so my point was, it's more of the leftists who sort of style themselves as anti-commercial corporate, but they're definitely not anti-corporate because they love government. Anyway, go ahead, Greg, with what you were going to say.
I was going to say, well, just to your point right now, I want to make a distinction. Every organization has a government. It's governed one way or the other. You could have an employee-owned corporation, and that's democratically governed, or you could have a corporation. We have shareholders elect the board, and then the board puts a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think I was making the example last time, the Disney World is governed by a corporation, and next door could be a city that's governed democratically. So government is nothing to me more than just a management team, like of a co-op or whatever. It's not
If your government is voluntary, I got no objection to it. If everybody involved is 100% on board with whatever the rules are and they've consented to it, you can have your government.
Exactly. And I would rather say, just a small change, that it's not the government that owns the land, okay? It's the organization. In other words, Disney Incorporated owns Disney World, but not the specific people in charge of Disney right now. They could be totally kicked out, replaced, and Disney would still own that
land. Because the corporation exists beyond its members, meaning that when the human parts of the corporation die, the file folder, the legal fiction that is the corporation, continues on.
There's an argument that the board of directors owns whatever it is, because although what you say is true, ownership is about control, and the board of directors does control. Yes, they could be kicked out potentially, and then the organization would retain power, and the new people that were put in the seats would then own the property, and would then control the property. But today, the control is in the hands of those that are
That's
on
true.
The board. And, I mean, ownership and control are vanishingly similar.
Well, that's, I think, the crux of this whole thing. For example, in the United States, we just had an election where the establishment was rebuked, and it was going to be, if Bernie Sanders ran, they would probably vote for him. If Donald Trump ran, they vote for him. They wouldn't vote for establishment. And so when people are fed up with how a corporation's run or how governments run, you know, if it's democratic, they can vote them out. If it's not democratic, then I guess tough luck, you know.
Start your own company. I mean, if you this is, there was some guy who called in recently about how he thought it would be good activism to try to take over corporate boards. I don't think it was you, Greg. There was another guy I think who called.
Him. Like,
my God, I can't think of one of the worst ideas. Or an idea more worse than that, than trying to spend time taking over corporate boards. My God, just if you don't like the way a corporation's running something, just compete with it.
Well, that's yes. So, you know, I keep sometimes calling in and saying I'm more of a libertarian socialist or a socialist libertarian or whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with private ownership. I don't want to see too much of it, but I'm fine with, like, competition, obviously. But I would like to see a society with less John Galt, you know, that we look to these Ubermenschen, you know, to save society and invent these new things. I'd rather see collaboration. Like I keep saying, like Wikipedia, science, the web, and a ton of other things. Open source.
Open source. Yeah. I think, you know, as I've said before, when you've called about those things, I think you and I have agreed on a lot of that.
Yeah. And so it's just a different approach. I'm happy to have both approaches. I just think that open source wins in the end of the day. You know, if we want to have competition, fine. But private property can also be a very oppressive institution, just like government. If you wield it too heavily and you own ideas, we own a lot of land or air or water. I mean, you can come to own something where people are really resenting you for owning all that, you know, stuff. And that's not necessarily good. But I kind of wanted to get back to
To some extent, you know, we're social people, and we have to get along with each other to some extent. And if you just want to own everybody and everything, then, yeah, you probably aren't going to make a lot of friends.
Well, ownership is, again, about control, management. And
some people are obsessed with control.
Some people just hate that somebody might own something that isn't owned in the way that they want it owned. However,
sure.
There
That's
are people
too.
That just hate bad management. I think most people mm-hmm. hate the bad management. They hate high costs and these sorts of things. So
incompetence.
Right. I mean, so when you look at, say, fossil fuels, people want lower price in gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, for whatever reason, you're tightening the market, you're making the prices higher, you're doing these kinds of things, well, there's going to be a lashback. That lashback, to some extent, is the personal control and production of energy. So you see the solar boom, mm-hmm. the wind boom, although I'm not a big fan of it, the solar boom, and, that's, to some extent, it's just people who do not want to be controlled by oil companies.
Greg, thanks for the call. Always appreciate your perspective and hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. And this is why, you know, I don't call myself a capitalist or an anarchist or anything like that. I want to see different models tried. I want, you know, maybe employee-owned can be better, you know, than the top-down hierarchical corporate structure that we're so used to.
All I want to see is, you know, justice, fairness, you know, peace, these sorts of things.
Let people try different things.
Right.
If you don't want to join in.
I like the term voluntarist for that reason.
Yeah. Don't join in if you don't want to. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial. Well, toll free, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want here. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those, get on the air with us in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And I do want to make sure that you know about our satellite Patreon fundraiser. It's not something I talk about a whole lot, but I did just send out an email to the patrons today. The Patreon is patreon.lrn.fm. That'll get you there. It's $2 a month. Not a whole lot to ask. And that's a way you can support our what we call a free-to-air satellite distribution of this show and also the other great shows on LRN.FM, which we just added Freedom Decrypted to today. Mark, you may or may not be aware of this show. It's the show that Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, does, that he just started over the summer. And he's doing it with Johnson Rice, who is another one of our co-hosts. So they're doing kind of like a tech show on
Johnson's
Saturdays.
Not on it right now.
True. Johnson is ill at the moment, but he was one of the founding members of the show. Michael Hampton is filling in for him. So, if you love technology and you love freedom, you're going to love Freedom Decrypted. It's one of the new shows on LRN.FM. But, yeah, so check out our Patreon, patreon.lrn.fm. That'll get you over there, and you can do $2 a month, or you can do more if you want. Some people do $5 or whatever, and we appreciate that. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Jay on the line in Florida. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I had a correction for the last caller. We're talking about land ownership in Disney World.
Yeah.
So Disney World actually has a very interesting way of how the land is divvied up. There are about 400 micro monarchies that all serve a sort of shogunate.
A what?
Which is located
shogunate.
What's that?
Well, it's Japanese feudal system, but I don't think that doesn't mean anything to me when you say shogunate. I mean, I know what it is, but I still don't know what you mean when you say shogunate.
During the Tokugawa shogunate, there was a divided residency where lords had to spend an equal amount of time in Edo as they did in their home province. And that's true for us. I normally live under, it's a small world, but half the time I have to be bound inside the Epcot sphere. And
okay, hold on. Are you a Disney employee?
I am the duchy of It's a Small World.
The duchy.
Is that a title?
Is that one of the characters?
Or is that an explanation?
I inherited it from my father.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to figure you out here, Jay.
So Disney royalty?
Are you saying that your dad worked for Disney World and then you took over the job that he worked for Disney World?
No, Walt Disney bestowed upon my father regency of It's a Small World.
Okay.
And I inherited the regency upon its death.
What are the benefits of this regency?
Yeah.
So do you receive like some kind of quit rent from the people who work there or the people who visit?
I live underneath it with my court, and we receive a stipend from the serfs that work upon the land.
How big is your court?
3, 4 rats.
You and four rats. These are magic Disney rats.
What's your title?
Duchy. Duke.
The Duke of It's a Small World.
Isn't that a ride? That's one of the rides, right, at Disney World?
Yes. Yes, right. It's a Small World is one of the more famous rides.
Yeah.
Do you know the guy? Do you know the Duke of the Carousel of Tomorrow, or is that just an earl?
That one is actually a count.
So does that mean he controls like is the count over a duke in that sense? I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out, right? So
it depends on which park you're at.
Okay. Is there anybody above you?
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, unfortunately, It's a Small World is such a small plot that it actually isn't absorbed into any of the surrounding power blocks. If we were a bit to the left, it would be hard because that's Haunted Mansion, and that's a big one. And we are kind of, we've kind of had this historical thing of resisting being taken into Haunted Mansion's domain.
What does Haunted Mansion do to get control over?
They want to annex you.
Yeah, but what do they do?
Haunted Mansion has a ghost army.
Okay.
I just have these.
Good. It was so good until then. It was so good. One of the best character calls I've heard in a while.
Yeah. I'm going to assume. Yeah. I'm going to assume. I mean... Yeah, I guess they've got to be magic Disney rats. I mean, what else could they possibly be? Surely it's just not a man living underneath...
not some furries, not three furries in rat outfits.
Yeah, I'm so sorry he ruined it. I wanted to hear about the Disney Wars.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for the call. You shouldn't have said the F word because we were having a lot of fun with it until then.
And that's not just something that we are coming up with. We have 190 FCC licensed radio stations, and we need to protect those licenses as much.
I loved it, though. Good call.
It's awesome.
Otherwise, great call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. See, that's a good, until the F word, it was a great crank call. It was a great
character
call.
This is what happens with royalty. They become entitled. They think they can just
say the F word.
Just above the law. Like, you just use the F-bomb on national radio.
Let's go to Carl is on the line in New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. That shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here's what I say. They should have had, they have concealed carry in Pennsylvania. They should have been carrying guns in there and protected the people in there, and they didn't.
And
right, because here's here in New Jersey, they had articles about it, and the one synagogue said, keep bringing your cell phones, but don't leave them at home. Put them on silent. And they showed another town. They got a police car guarding the synagogue. And I thought to myself, really? Well, what if you have a cowardly police officer like they had down there in Florida? You're all still going to be dead either way. So in New Jersey, we should have concealed carry or open carry and be able to go into our churches and synagogues because we got... We're going to look out for the people in our churches and synagogues where the police officers could say, we don't make enough money for doing that.
They could, right? Like, you could get this this brave guy that'll go in and stand between the bad guy and the good guys.
You mean after the shooting's already started?
Well, I mean,
when the police show
there's
up.
There's an armed guard out there at that point.
Okay.
If an armed guard's already on site, potentially, the armed guard could see somebody going in and, attempt to prevent something bad from happening.
Unless the armed guard's the first person that gets shot.
It could happen.
Right, or the armed guard don't know the guy's got a trench coat on with a weapon under it. He just goes in.
Carl, you're definitely right that people arming themselves is the best way to prevent and to stop as quickly as possible any kind of violent situation. I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More appearances by President Trump ahead of Tuesday's midterms
In Georgia, the president rallied voters for Republican Brian Kemp's gubernatorial bid.
This is a very important election. I wouldn't say it's as important as 16, but it's right up there.
Former President Obama argued for Democrats in Indiana and Illinois. In Chicago, Obama said Republicans haven't fulfilled their promises to the American people.
They'll do whatever they can to preserve their privileges, even if it hurts the country, even if it puts people at risk. Except when you vote Illinois, you can reject that kind of politics. When you participate in the political process, you can be a check on bad behavior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial toll free to join us here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump into one of those rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The us is Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go first to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I just want to mention that, you know, I really believe that universal basic income will be the new way of life, since we could all live off the robot, have them do all the work. You know, and then live off the.
It's not like you've ever worked, so you don't really know what it's like. You don't know what you're missing out on. You don't know what life. I mean, your life wouldn't change. You're on welfare right now, so I don't know why you're so excited about this.
Well, you know what? I just want to give hope to the bus drivers and the truck drivers.
Hope to all the workers. You're trying to.
But what's wrong with being a bus driver?
The self-driving cars are going to take away their jobs. And
sure.
They're like,
but the horse,
they're in massive fear of it. Why are they so fearful?
Well, I don't know why they're, I don't know who's fearful. I don't know what bus drivers are saying about these sorts of things. Candlestick makers and farriers, blacksmiths, these people found work after technology, you know, usurped their position. They went on and they did other things. Sarah, do you see a value in work itself?
Well, you know what? I think, well, of course. You know what? I feel like I'm doing valuable work.
I'm not claiming you're not. That's Ian bothering you there. All I'm saying is do you, you know, the question is, do you think that that a society is better if it works than if it is sitting around and being served by robots?
Well, the thing is, let's take, for example, one bus, okay? Let's say we pay one driver $50,000 per year to drive one bus route.
Outrageous.
Now, you get all the self-driving cars, we could have maybe 30 routes for the same price of paying one person. So
I agree with you totally that there's a place for automation and that it can save us a lot of money and free up a lot of workers to do something else in society. But I agree with Jordan Peterson on this one, that people actually need something to do. They need a purpose in life, and that for a lot of us, a job and a family brings that purpose. I think if there were a universal basic income and people were simply getting money from the government, they would lose a lot of their purpose. They would lose a lot of their reason to get up in the morning.
Suicide and crime would skyrocket.
Exactly, and there's been a lot of studies about when people retire that their health actually declines rapidly because they no longer have any purpose. So are we really doing people a favor if we give them universal basic income, even presuming we could afford it, which I'm not sure we could?
Well, because I was told that there's token programs where they all get it. Maybe it's Europe.
That's the thing with Sarah. She will completely ignore everything that comes out of your mouth and just continue on with her talking points. Did you even have any understanding of what Laurel just said to you, Sarah?
Well, you know, suicide and crime will happen because people get no income. When people become desperate, they rip out a copper wires, they steal cars.
Because they don't work.
Look at what they're doing over here in Albuquerque, because they have no job. There's no job. There's no money. People are starving. When they're desperate,
there's lots of jobs. Albuquerque is full of jobs. Just to be clear, we have the lowest unemployment in a long time, and there are jobs. Now, there may not have been a few years ago, and yes, there certainly were some crimes that involved stealing copper some years ago, but that problem is solved for the moment.
Idle hands do the devil's work, right? This is an old saying that kind of encapsulates what you were pointing out, Laurel, that people who are bored, people who don't have something to do. Look at teenage boys, for instance. Here's a great example where the government tells them, you can't work yet. You're not old enough. Well, they got plenty of money because mom and dad pay for the bills. So, you know, they've got disposable money because mom and dad might have given them some money.
They don't
whatever.
Have responsibility.
But they have zero responsibility. And so what do? Well, they start making homemade bombs and blow up mailboxes or get a baseball bat and, you know, destroy a mailbox or destroy somebody else's property, throw things through windows, get a, you know, what are some of the other things they do? Kill neighborhood animals and, you know, all kinds of.
Ride down the street with a baseball bat and knock people's mailboxes.
Pipe bombs, mailboxes.
Hang out in the woods. Look at dirty magazines. I did that.
General destruction. Just general destruction.
Basically, humans don't do well with boredom. Boredom makes people misbehave.
Agreed.
But you know what? They still do work where they get these, where they get the income. They're encouraged to maybe pull weed or volunteer here and. And then what they do is get
it. Wait a minute. I thought the robots were going to pull the damn weeds. I mean, can't we just have the
if
robots
have a
pull
world
weeds?
Full of robots, for God's sakes, I still have to pull weeds, Sarah.
Thanks
terrible
for the call,
world.
Sarah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. I mean, they can do a robot pulling weeds.
I would
weeds.
Rather drive a bus than pull weeds.
Right. They already have the weed-pulling tools that humans can use, right, to increase the efficiency of pulling out roots.
Well, the biggest tool for pulling weeds is your brain, because you have to identify the difference between a wanted and unwanted plant.
You could train a robot to do that. That's easy, right? They've got Google now. You can take pictures of things and have Google match them, right? Like, so if you don't know, there's insect searching websites where you can upload a picture of an insect, and then some computer will scan it against a database and say, oh, that's this kind of spider.
I was going to say, I just let the weeds grow, but I get rid of the insects.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you for that. But on the other hand, if you're trying to like cultivate a nice-looking garden and you want to keep the weeds out of that, that kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Plus, the weeds compete for nutrients and and water.
There's that, too. Let's talk to
nutrients.
I guess so. Yeah. Bad Slave is on the line with us in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Bad Slave.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Ian, and great to have Laurel on.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a new mover, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And Mark, I'm not
For the audience, I moved to New Hampshire in July.
Right. As part of sort of a migration of freedom people.
And I always say welcome and thank you, because I've been here since 1991 and am very happy to be in part of the Freestaters. And so anyways, I want to bring up, you know, the corporate entity business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has been a negative, you know, the limited liability nature has been a negative impact on large companies. I think they've allowed companies, you know, that are corporations and have limited liability, you know, and stockholders and all of that. I think it has allowed those companies to get well beyond big, you know, this whole thing back in 08 when they says, oh, well, we've got to support these businesses. They're too big to fail. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. There is no such thing in my mind. It's too big to fail.
Bad Slave, is it really the fact that limited liability corporations exist is why these companies have become so large, or is it the fact that the government protects them from competition? I mean, ultimately, if they were open to if the marketplace were open and competition could happen without people having to beg permission from governments in the first place, then maybe they wouldn't have gotten so large.
This is one of the discussions I had with my son the other day. We had lunch together, and I was saying that it's a little frustrating that a lot of the regulations that the government makes seem to be intended toward the large corporations, but they end up being a barrier to entry for smaller corporations.
Totally.
My son's argument was, no, they do that on purpose to protect the large corporations. So these politicians that say that they're cracking down on the corporations are actually promoting them.
Exactly right. Bad Slave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. In fact, many of these big corporations will write the regulations that are there. And then they have to follow, and they act like, oh, we don't want to do this, but they really do.
It's to keep out smaller businesses.
Yep, that's what regulations really are for. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you're invited here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you get on the line now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And Mark.
Thank you to Nick. That's N-I-K, Nick, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, and that means that Nick gives $5 a month to the show, which you can do with either PayPal or credit card or even Bitcoin, BTC. And Nick's been doing that for a while, so thank you, Nick, for supporting Free Talk Live. And thank you to every amplifier and all the people who once were amplifiers, because I appreciate anybody who supports the show financially, because, you know, like we've said a million times, we give everything away here on Free Talk Live as far as webcam, archives, whatever you find on the website, you're going to get it for free, whereas a lot of these talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month to get behind their paywall, where then they'll let you access the stuff that we give away for free. But we do ask that if you support what we're doing and you want to see or hear Free Talk Live on more radio stations, we've got 194 great stations across the United States on AM and FM that carry this show at various different times throughout the week. We can get to 300. It just, you know, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes money, and that's where the AMP program helps, because it allows us to advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for, Free Talk Live, and get on new stations and expand our existing coverage. We mentioned WNIS tonight expanding us from, they were just taking Saturdays, and now they're taking our full Sunday show. So they take 2 hours of us on Saturday night, and now they're taking all 3 hours on Sunday night. And that's because we're there. That's because we're, basically at this point, we've outlasted all of the competition in our day part. And that's the time frames that we're on, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. We are the longest running show, believe it or not. As young as we are, right? Like, you know, Mark, you're in your 40s. I'm in my late 30s. We are the longest running consistent show in the nighttime, not just on weekends, but weekdays as well at this point, which is a nice thing to say. And part of the reason why we're where we are in the industry is because of Free Talk Live amplifiers who back up this show and have made it possible to expand the way we have. So
yeah,
thank you.
I can't believe we're 16 years down the road. I mean,
yeah, we were actually just talking with Laurel about this. Yeah. We were asking about our show, kind of the history of it, and you said, well, when did you start it? And we said 2002, and I was like, oh, It was actually this weekend, basically, in 2002.
It was on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was a Sunday in 2002. It was like November 2nd or 3rd, I think.
This might be it.
This is, I think, our, yeah,
16th. This would be the anniversary show.
Yeah.
You guys need some champagne.
Yeah.
I've got wine in the kitchen. Jackie brought a box of wine here, so we've got wine. But yeah, so thanks for supporting the show as amplifiers, or you know, even if you're not an amplifier, thanks for listening and thanks for sharing Free Talk Live. Because if you don't have $5 a month, you can always share us on your favorite social media and you know let your friends and family know that you like listening to these crazy libertarians that are actually on a radio show. Oh, and I should also say best wishes to Michael Dean, who has retired the Freedom Fiends, saw that news today.
Yeah.
Which means that now Free Talk Live, sadly, is the only voluntarist-hosted, truly pro-liberty show in national syndication in the United States. We used to have two shows. It was Free Talk Live and the Freedom Fiends, hosted by Michael Dean. Michael did his last radio show today, apparently. So he has retired his radio show. He's saying he may do a few podcasts per year, but he will not be doing them on a consistent schedule, which means that after a couple weeks, I'm going to have to pull him off of the Liberty Radio Network because I require our shows on there to have a consistent publishing schedule of at least typically once a week. You can take a week off here and there to, you know, take a vacation or something like that. But so he's not going to be publishing consistently. And he just decided that he sort of said his piece, and he did a lot of good work and helped train a lot of people on how to do radio.
Sure did.
Helped launch a lot of podcasters, and, you know, he's sort of there's just not a lot of money in internet radio, and there's not a lot of money in radio, period.
Yeah, you have to be driven by passion, and it's hard to keep passion going for year after year after year. But, you know, salute to Michael W. Dean.
So he made it for several years. I think it was 7 years that the Freedom Fiends were going. So, and there's, of course, the archives will stay online, I'm sure, for a long time. So best wishes to him. I wish there was a situation, and maybe in the future we'll see this day, when Free Talk Live isn't the only truly libertarian broadcast show on the air. Because there's other hosts that'll call themselves libertarian.
Sure.
You know, like Glenn Beck is one of them. And there's, you know, a few. There's some local hosts who I bet are pretty libertarian. But as far as national syndication is concerned, we're it. So, again, if you like what we do, do like what Nick did and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get some perks. You get some bennies, some things that the typical listener don't get access to, like amp-only podcast. There's the special donators area on our Discord chat and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. Again, PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin, BTC, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Laurel, you wanted to talk about the upcoming midterms.
Yes. Nobody has called in about the midterms. You're welcome to
do
that right now.
Somebody did call, but they didn't hang on the line long enough to get on the air, unfortunately.
So the midterms are, I think, pretty important. And we were talking before about how predictions are useless. Well,
yeah, I don't make predictions about this.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know who's going to win or who's. Well, we're pretty sure that.
I'll make this prediction. Whoever wins, we lose.
I'll agree with you on that. I would say that it's likely that the Republicans will lose seats in the House and the Senate.
That's the typical way these things go, right? Whoever wins the presidential election loses seats.
That doesn't mean that they will lose the majority, and that's really the issue.
And I was saying that, you know, one of the predictions would be that if the Republicans did take the House, that the president would take that as a vindication of his immigration policies. But then Mark added on that he's going to double down regardless.
He's going to double down on his policies no matter what it is.
Well, yeah, he's got to get reelected, and that's how that's how he's going to do it.
I think he just wants to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Why not?
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's he got in there to do something. He hasn't really, there haven't been any real laws passed. You know, he's done executive order-y things, but he can't control his own party, let alone if the Democrats get in there. I mean, he is hamstrung as he could possibly be if the Democrats get a hold of one of the houses. So.
I think part of why he got in there in the first place was that people liked that he wasn't sort of playing that politics game.
And then he proceeded to play the politics game by bringing in people like Jeff Sessions and all these other people.
True. He's done some things that he said he wouldn't do.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything to drain the swamp. This whole mythology that – and our callers
– he's done enough to drain the swamp so that the politicians, the entrenched politicians are against him, but only that much.
Yeah, I mean, he's not
enough to get to achieve.
He's put in different people from another swamp. I mean, that's basically it. He's plucked out people from state swamps and put them in D.C. I mean, ultimately, nothing fundamental has changed like a lot of these Trumpers want you to believe.
Well, one difference I see with him, which isn't necessarily any kind of admiration, but it is a difference, is that he doesn't seem to be controlling or metering what he says in an effort to appease anybody.
That I appreciate about him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
even if I don't agree with what he's saying, I still appreciate the fact that he does seem to just say what he thinks.
Say what he
thinks.
At a moment. No filter.
He may not be thinking either. Right. He'll just say
for
that
better
too.
Or for worse.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's refreshing. And in some ways, it's, you know.
He's entertaining.
Disconcerting.
Yeah. He's entertaining.
I think that he's an outcropping of the frustration that exists. Some caller, I can't remember who it was tonight, basically said we were going to get the anti-establishment candidate this go-around, whether that was Bernie Sanders, which is interesting to call him anti-establishment, or Donald Trump. But I do think Sanders would have beat Trump, that Hillary Clinton was the only Democrat and is and remains the only Democrat that can lose to Donald Trump. I don't know about only Hillary, because now he's in office and it's much harder to unseat. But she was the only Democrat that could lose to Donald Trump and did. And then, you know, she'll probably, if she tries to run in 2020, I think that they'll give her another go because she almost made it. And, you know.
So we can maybe agree that Donald Trump isn't going to change his behavior regardless of the results of the election. But
right.
Do you think the Democrats would if the Republicans took the House? Do you think they would make any changes?
What kind of change could they possibly make? I mean, the Democratic Party is so fractured and such a mess.
They say that about the Republicans, too, that they're fractured over Trump?
They're fractured over Trump, but they don't have anything to worry about. The Republicans, at least me, I don't want Washington to do anything, right? Success. Trump is basically not doing anything from a legal standpoint. No bad laws are being passed because no laws are being passed.
Right.
So
that's been going on for a while.
Laws.
I don't hear that many going through. I mean,
through
I don't
Congress.
Hear Trump signed X today. Didn't hear any. I haven't heard much of that.
Well, we don't pay attention to that stuff, right? Like, we don't pay close attention to the lawmaking process.
No law big enough for national news to report it. Because I watched the news.
Didn't, like, the full
tax
House...
one, the tax
yeah,
changes
there was a tax,
went through.
Yeah, there was a tax.
And didn't the full House vote in favor of the so-called Pirate Act, which will crack down on pirate radio operators in the United States? Now, that hasn't been signed by Trump
yet.
But the full House voted for it.
But
so,
I bet he would.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not exactly the biggest kick to in the teeth of freedom.
No, but the only reason I heard about it is because I read the industry newsletters and I saw that in there. So, you know, there's one example for you. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. Laura, what's your website?
My website is www.scottimmigration.net, but I also have a YouTube channel, The Truth About Immigration.
Check her out, and you'll be back next week?
Yes.
Or next Sunday, and then you can join us tomorrow because we're here every single day of the week, live, 7 days a week. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.